The full-page ad thanking businesses, organizations, and individuals who support the initiative to build a new Juno Arts and Culture Center features hundreds of names in tiny print, set around an image of the new building's design. But some Juno residents were surprised to see their own names or those of their family members on the list, implying that they support ballot Proposition 3, which asks voters to approve a city grant for the project. Nancy DeCherney is the executive director of the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. She says the names came from donors to the project and a petition that has been circulating for years.
We were trying to show that we were working in good faith on behalf of many, many people in our community. And these people did either sign or give money. So that's where that came from.
In some cases, the signatures came from so long ago that people didn't remember signing a statement in support of a new Jack. DeCherney says she apologizes to anyone who was upset about finding their name in the ad. Although the ad made no explicit mention of Proposition 3, another ad on the previous page in Sunday's Empire urged voters to vote yes on the ballot question. The ads have a similar color scheme and were both sponsored by the New Jack Partnership, a nonprofit group that has been fundraising for the project for years.
Our intention is to get a building built for the community, and it has been heartwarming up until the past month or so to see the enthusiastic support from so many people.
DeCherney says anyone concerned about having their name included can call the Juno Arts and Humanities Council to request that it be removed from the New Jack website, which also has a list of names included in the printed ad. But some of the names belong to people who have died.
Now, people who are deceased are not going to call, obviously, but their relatives were pretty upset.
That's Rosemary Hegovic. Her name did not appear, which makes sense since she's been an outspoken opponent of Proposition 3. She called the ad an unfortunate political mistake. It's not clear if it violates any state election rules. DeCherney says the ad was not meant to be political, but Hegovic says it looks a lot like political advertising.
Why would you buy a full-page ad just to say thank you to people 2 days before the election? That doesn't make sense.
Proposition 3 has been hotly debated on and offline. More than a dozen op-eds urging voters to vote in favor or against it have run in the Empire in the past month. The measure would redirect $4.5 million in sales tax revenue previously earmarked for renovations to Centennial Hall. Supporters say it would encourage more private investment in the new Jack, but the ballot language specifies that the money will not be released to the new Jack until the partnership has raised 90% of its $26 million goal. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.